response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Was trending incident after the Bills game on Sunday has police wondering who did that. Two Erie County Sheriff's deputies were struck by a pickup truck. You know that thing where they direct the traffic as people are leaving Highmark Stadium on Sunday? Well, those sheriffs were struck, the deputies. Incident occurred at the intersection of Big Tree and Abbott Roads around 1 a.m. as fans were navigating the snow-covered roads. Jan, remember I told you leaving the stadium it was particularly tricky because you had the slush surface on the road, but then you had random people walking everywhere. There's no sidewalks.
Yep.
There's no shoulder. There's no side of the road. They're just in the road. It was not easy traffic to navigate. So again, this happened 1 a.m. The sheriff in Erie County said deputies instructed a driver of a pickup truck to turn. The driver did not comply, just ended up bumping into one of the deputies. Deputies reported the driver appeared to be drunk. When asked him if he'd been drinking, fled the scene, hit another deputy in the process. They are now searching for that pickup truck at this time. And anybody that witnessed that as well, Big Sierra pickup truck involved with that. Doesn't appear that there were any serious injuries on the deputies when they were struck, but they'd like to find out who exactly that was. Speaking of the game, Coach talking yesterday talked about this was, if you saw it, the first time Coach actually did a snow angel.
Well, I did grow up in the Northeast, so I do have some experience with the snow.
The first time he'd done it at the stadium. Also talked about his relationship with Josh.
You know, I think like anything, relationships continue to grow, and as you go through the years, they get stronger, and some go the other way, don't get me wrong, but in this case, our relationship has every year gotten stronger and stronger, and you know, the level of trust, and just also, I think being on the same page with how we want to play, and you know, just the way that Josh is leading our team this year in particular, of just that feel that he has for just, you know, what we need to do and when we need to do it and how it needs to look. And he's really done a phenomenal job with that, with our team this year.
Bills on the road Sunday. They're going to be playing 425 at the Rams. The couple in New York, Long Island, that have a 42-foot-tall inflatable lawn Santa. You've seen the pretty full-size Santas. Even at Halloween, there were those big skeletons. They stand about 15 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit much. This stands way taller than their home. A 42-foot inflatable Santa. Neighbors say they wanted to make Christmas great again after seeing a decline in holiday cheer in the neighborhood. And over the past few years, they decided, let's go ahead and do this. It's 135 pounds. It's 42 feet tall. It costs $3,000. They say worth it. It's pretty wild when you see it, Janet. It looks like something you might see in like a parade floating above a parade route, you know, with the Macy's parade.
Wow.
It's ginormous. So there it is, a 42-foot tall Santa. I think the challenge is out there now for the neighbors. Let's see if we can make it bigger.
I'd love to see
big
that.
Big throws on Monday Night Football. It was the Broncos beating the Browns 41. And it was the Broncos beating the Browns 41-32 for Monday Night Football. Saturday Night Live releasing who's going to be on for the rest of the season. Chris Rock, Martin Short will both return later this month for the final two.
Chris Rock, Martin Short. Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Funny guys. Uh-huh. And then you've got The Rock hosting on December 14th. Chris Rock.
Oh,
alongside Chris Rock, Gracie Abrams is going to be on the show. And then Hozier will be
her.
On. She was the one that opened for Taylor Swift.
Taylor. Wait, so she's the musical guest with Chris Rock?
With Chris Rock, yeah.
Well, that's going to be a good show.
That's going to be fun. Wow. Hozier is going to be on I think, the 14th. And then you've got Shaboozy featured on this week's episode of SNL. Some of the big stars performing on the show. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:28.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.